Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to our WrestleMania 39 Night 1 predictions. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Phil Chambers from What Culture. We landed in Los Angeles about eight hours ago, and we cannot wait for the two-night WrestleMania coming up this weekend. Let's dive straight in with our first match, though. Phil, we all know what's going to open night one of WrestleMania. John Cena, Austin Theory, United States Championship. Who you got?
Literally 5 minutes ago, I was going to say Austin Theory, but I've just changed my mind, because John Cena, like, it's been, the Austin Theory push hasn't been amazing, but the idea of John Cena winning the US title and then just going on to Raw and doing an open challenge thing, I think it wasn't me that pitched this, was it Hamplet or someone that said this idea? But so long as it happens with the goddamn lightning fist, yes! I can't wait for John Cena to beat Austin Theory with the lightning fist. It's going to be the best thing ever. The sixth move of doom and the most doomy move of them all.
Yeah, I think some people may argue that Theory has to win, that beating Cena
it
sort of makes
make more
him.
Sense, yeah.
But I agree, but I think the theory about, ironically, John Cena winning and then open challenge on Raw and you bring in Jay White, potentially. Hell of a debut for him in WWE. So I'm going to lean that way. But I wouldn't be surprised if Austin Theory retains.
It does probably make more sense in the long run for WWE if Austin Theory retains.
I should say, by the way, the match list, we know about that one, but the match list we're going to go through here, if there's a match that we miss out, it's because Wikipedia's told us it's going to be on night two. So it'll be on the other video coming out tomorrow. Let's talk Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. I mean, it's all about if Logan Paul can hit that KO shot, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that one famous punch that he has, apparently. I've got to go with Seth Rollins for this one. Obviously, Logan Paul's already lost to Roman Reigns, so his shine's gone now, so what's the point? But yeah, Seth Rollins makes a lot more sense for this. I do think it's an outlier for match of the weekend, almost. Like, it's going to be a hell of a showcase. Like, if anyone is going to drag you through a wrestling match when you're, like, obviously very new to this, like Logan Paul, Seth Rollins is a goddamn good hand to do that with. And we've already seen how just incredibly gifted athletically Logan Paul is, somehow magically, and everything else he's done with the Royal Rumble spot and that Roman Reigns match, it's all been incredible. I think this is going to be really, really good fun.
I'd quite like Logan Paul to do a sort of Popeye spot, so he's getting his ass handed to him, then he drinks some Prime and fires back up. Yeah. I think we're going to get a great near fall out of that KO punch that he's got, but you're right, I think the reports seem to suggest Logan Paul's going to be going away from WWE for a bit. It's Seth Rollins, he's going to have to be there Monday afterwards and going forward into the rest of 2023. I think we're going to have a really fun match, you're right, but I think Seth Rollins kind of has to win that one, and you know, in the long term, that builds him back up to potentially fight the new world champion, which we'll get to on another video. Let's talk that six women tag match. Phil, is Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch versus Damage Control. I think we are in agreement on this one as well.
Yeah, the Damage Control run hasn't exactly lit the world on fire, considering how it was when it first happened at SummerSlam, and they all came in. It's like, this is going to be amazing, and then it's just not lived up to any of that potential, really, going through. And bringing back Lita, like the legends in Lita and Trish Stratus, I don't think there's any way you bring them to WrestleMania and have them lose on night one, surely. So yeah, the Lita, Trish Stratus, and Becky Lynch for me, definitely.
I think the only caveat we add to that is, Lita, Becky, and Trish get the win. And I think probably Bayley takes the fall and then gets her ass handed to her, because they've laid the breadcrumbs out for Dakota and Io to turn on Bayley, and potentially even for Bayley's heroes to come back and save her somewhat after the match. I think that's a really nice bit of booking. And let's just get back to Bayley as a babyface. And I think an evil tag team of Dakota and Io is good, and you can even go back to doing some tag team title stuff, obviously, with Lita and Becky if you want.
Oh, yeah, remember them.
Yeah, they're not defending them. And I don't think they're going to do that on night two either, despite the speculation. Let's talk about the men's WrestleMania showcase, Phil. Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus the Viking Raiders. You are welcome, WWE, for all those WCPW lads getting involved. We have to get that reference in there, of course. Tough one to call this.
Yeah, I think this one might be the one where we finally differ on these things, because I'm going to go for Braun Strowman and Ricochet, because they've been a weirdly delightful little pairing since they put them together. Considering especially where it came from, with Braun Strowman making fun of Flippy stuff on online, and then them just like having Ricochet beat him and then go, well, let's put them together and see what happens. I think they've been really good, fun and entertaining. And I think there's a really good tag team run in there somewhere with them, and obviously going on to face whoever the champions are at some point. They're really good fun, and I think this is a good sort of feel good, really stupid finish probably with Ricochet doing some kind of crazy 630 off his shoulders or whatever the hell it is. I think, yeah, I'm going to go with those two.
The one thing we agree on, I think, here is going to be a game of can you top this between Ricochet and Montez Ford.
Who can jump higher?
And weirdly, with the women's showcase, we're going to be picking people that would work with babyface tag team champions. But both of us are kind of picking babyface teams to win this one, despite the fact that, well, we'll get to Kevin and Sammy in due course. I'm going to go Alpha Academy because I love this storyline with Otis and the Maximum Male Models. And I think it may come to a head on Saturday night where maybe he gets told by Maxine Dupri that he's not allowed to do the caterpillar because it'll mess up his fake tan or something. But he does it anyway because he's sticking with his coach. An Alpha Academy win.
Do you not think she might cost them the match, though, at some
point?
Like, maybe she's on the outside and Otis gets a bit distracted with taking some photos or something.
Send Marseille and Mansoir in there. They deserve a Mania payday. I love that group. But I'll go Alpha Academy. But the teaser we got for this on Raw almost guarantees this is going to be a load of fun. I think they're going to stick it in like halfway through the card. If there's a bit of a lull, get them out there and do some mad bollocks, basically.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Let's talk about a father fighting his son. Rey versus Dominic Mysterio. Genuinely, outside of Roman versus Cody and Kevin and Sammy versus the Usos, this is my most anticipated Mania weekend match.
Yeah, the build to this has been phenomenal. The reactions that Dominic is getting on every single goddamn show he's on is incredible. The moment when Rey finally punched him on SmackDown, like the pops that this is getting and just the pure heat from Dominic is genuinely incredible. So I think it has to be Dominic.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to. Like, he's got a fire under him right now and you've got to ride this wave as far as it can possibly take you. And 100% that means beating Rey here and probably having another match down the line at Backlash, whether it's like a sort of Mask versus career or like some kind of career match, or whether it's hair versus mask or something, like some like stipulation in there. But yeah, it's got to be Dominic for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right. I think for once, this is one of the things that doesn't have to finish at WrestleMania. It almost has to, go further. Yeah. I'd go full wacky bollocks with this. Shout out to John from Chicago and Brennan who tweeted us this. If Dominic Mysterio doesn't come out in a purple Eddie Guerrero lowrider, what are we all doing here, guys? He has to win.
You can bring the Latino Heat music back for it as well. It'd be incredible. Just go all in. Why the hell not?
Do the spot with, I assume maybe Damian Priest is going to be out here with Dom. So maybe do the chair Eddie Guerrero with Ray spot get Damien kicked out of there. But I'd have
so much fun.
I'd have Dom win. I'd have Dom win, and I'd do either a career versus hair or a mask versus hair match at Backlash, because there's a lot more juice left in this fruit for me. We've got two matches left. The way I'll do this is I'll ask you what you actually think. Not what you want, because we all know what we want. Okay. What do you think is going to main event night one?
Oh, God, I just don't know anymore. Obviously, what we want is the Sami and KO show, because the storyline going into it warrants the main event of WrestleMania. And, like, as much as you talk about, like, firsts for main event of WrestleMania, this will be the first ever tag team title match to main event of WrestleMania. It's the highest position the tag team titles have been in a really long time, probably since TLC at WrestleMania 17 in terms of, like, a WrestleMania showcase match. Like, it warrants that and it deserves that. But then you've got the other pressures, obviously, for legitimate reasons, I may add, for having the women's match first, last as well. But I think the storyline, you have to go with what story warrants that position on the card. And it isn't the women's match for me. It's the tag team.
Yeah, and for people saying, oh, well, and Charlotte said this herself during the week of, well, you win the Royal Rumble, you main event WrestleMania. That didn't happen, checks notes, last year. Because the KO show with Stone Cold and the subsequent match, obviously, you main. I think give them the co-main, maybe, and just sort of, like they used to say, oh, there's more than one main event in WrestleMania. Yeah. There isn't. It's the last match on the card. But still, let's talk Charlotte and Rhea. Do I need to even ask you a prediction for this one? SmackDown Women's Championship on the line?
Yeah, Charlotte Flair, obviously. No. God, no. Don't even try and put that out there. It's Rhea Ripley. It has to be Rhea Ripley. She's looking like an absolute star in everything that she does now. Everything is clicking for Rhea Ripley right now. And it's time to take advantage of that and do this right this time.
Here's a question, because obviously they fought a lot. I think the best match we kind of agree on in terms of between these two was Money in the Bank, when they kicked the absolute crap out of each other. Hamflet had a good idea for this one, which was a shock, like, very quick win for Rhea. Does that work for you, or do you want to give them a bit of time and showcase what they can do? I suppose it depends if they're going to run it back at Backlash.
WrestleMania back. Oh, they're not taking the WrestleMania out of Backlash, so they might not do it anymore. I think that's an interesting way of doing it, especially if it's not the main event. If it's the main event, don't do that, obviously. No. That's real bad. But if it isn't, it's an interesting way of doing it, and, like, get some... the whole babyface dynamic of this is sort of so way out of whack in terms of how they're presenting both of them. Like, which one are you trying to make me cheer for? Obviously, I want to cheer for Rhea Ripley because look at her. But, like, I don't know what this dynamic is. So, like, doing a quick roll up there, figuring out what these actual characters are going into WrestleMania Backlash, or just Backlash, I should say, would be an interesting way of doing it. But also, just having them go out there for 15 minutes and kick each other's ass is kind of quite satisfying as well.
I agree. Just do what you did at Money in the Bank. Now you've got certainly more defined characters, and it's going to be a weird dynamic yet of the babyface being like, ooh, I might win, and please be like, please don't. Yeah, Rhea has to win this and win the SmackDown Women's Championship. So let's get to what we hope is the main event on night one. The Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I do apologise, whoever, I think they sent this to us on an Apple Podcast review of the What Culture Wrestling Podcast, where available wherever you get your podcasts from, or maybe on Twitter. The Usos versus the Sami Owen Dynasty. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. No? Okay, fair enough. For all the tag belts.
Sami and KO. Like, yes. Come on. Like, this story can't end with them not holding the belts high and hugging at the end of WrestleMania. It's too perfect for it. Again, it's like, it feels like we're going pretty much similar all the way down the line on this, unless you're going to throw out a curveball and say the Usos at the end of this. But yeah, this story, it needs the bad guys to be toppled at some point, and you can't keep this rolling forever and ever and ever as much as we might want to, because it's been class. But yeah, Sami Zayn and KO for me.
Yeah, I think the overarching storyline of WrestleMania weekend is the collapse of the bloodline.
Yeah.
I think arguably they're all kind of just, maybe not solo, you can still do stuff with him in the coming weeks, but they could all disappear and then come back and you do, I don't know, Jay versus Roman maybe at SummerSlam, or or Solo versus Roman at SummerSlam, whatever you want to do with that. I think, you know, we all think that that's going to be the culmination of WrestleMania on night two.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to do it here at the end of night one, and I think it would send the fans home incredibly happy and make people want to watch night two to see if, you know, Roman's empire completely crumbles, basically. But let us know your thoughts on night one, your predictions in the comment section below, or on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE, where you can find both of us. You can follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers. Follow Adam at.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Loads of content coming your way in the next few days. We're going to just all of the shows. Simon Miller is going to be joining us very soon. He's, I think, literally off wrestling right now. But he's going to be joining us for more content over the next few days. And like I said, if you're wondering where one of the matches from WrestleMania is, it'll probably be on our Night 2 predictions, which comes out tomorrow. But for now, this has been our Night 1 predictions. My thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
L.A. What culture?
Yeah!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.